Chapter 7.
Hey, Trooper, where's your mule?
Halfway to Lawrence by now. I had to dismount, and it turned out he could run faster than I could. The half-dozen blue-clad men squatting around a small campfire chuckled at Rep's answer. The one who'd asked the question rose and offered his hand. Muskets leaning against each other to form a teepee nearby confirmed even to Rep's uneducated eyes that the man and his friends were infantry. Rep and Peter had already stowed their gear and grabbed a meal, and Peter had been showing Rep around for over an hour since. Peter, who seemed to know everyone at the encampment, introduced Rep around the circle.
"How long have you been in your unit?" one of the others asked.
"About 10 minutes," Rep said, glancing at his bare left wrist before he remembered that Civil War cavalry privates didn't wear Seikos.
"Who'd your wife vote for in the last presidential election, if you don't mind my asking?"
a third infantryman demanded. Rep spotted the trick a nanosecond too late to keep Abraham Lincoln from slipping out of his mouth. The others guffawed as the questioner removed his hat and shook his head at the thought of a woman voting. The approach of an emphatically contemporary couple saved Rep from further commentary.
"Excuse me," the female half of the couple asked the group, "may we take your picture?"
"Fact is," the man who'd asked about Melissa's voting habits said, "the only picture I have here is a pencil sketch of my wife that her sister drew for me to take along when I signed up. I am partial to it, and would be much obliged if you did not take it."
"I'm sorry," the woman said after Peter whispered to her. "I didn't mean take your picture. May we make your image?"
"Oh, most certainly," the man said with an oddly quaint bow.
All six members of the group promptly assumed studied poses around the...